Well, Anne, I guess we're pretty excited here tonight because we've got some great guests in studio.
Yeah, we do. We just got a beautiful little preview, so.
We did. Of course, our audience out there didn't, but no. They will have in just a second. We've got Amanda Hand joining us. She's going to be, and she's brought along her father, Cal, and her mother, Marilyn, to help here in the studio. You brought a lot of talent with you tonight, Amanda.
Thank you.
Boy, yeah, have I got
Thank
your...
Thank you, but sticks around.
Let's see, you're the red guy there. There we go. I got to move us up a little bit when we're talking. And you're going to be playing at the upstairs?
Right, upstairs about Betsy Bowen.
Yeah, that's tomorrow night at 7 o'clock.
Correct, yeah.
And Amanda, I heard you play, or I heard you sing at the ACA. I believe that was last winter.
Yeah, back in February.
It just sounded great. I was so impressed by your voice and by how you carried those tunes that it's great to have you in the studio. We're really looking forward to it here, too.
Thank you.
Yeah, you've come from an amazing musical family. So, I mean, I don't know, and Ann and I talked about this earlier, we couldn't carry a tune if we had to.
In a paper bag, as they say.
Yeah, somewhere in a paper bag.
Oh, no, I bet you could.
But you obviously come from a different place. Did it come easy, or is this something that you just have to work out a lot yourself?
Well, I mean, I think like you said, I grew up in a very musical household, and now sort of with music educator eyes as an adult, I can look back on that and realize how important that immersion in music all of the time in early childhood was. So there are, there are aspects of music that are like breathing to me, I think. I sort of took it for granted for a long time. But, of course, if you're really going to put anything together and do it well, it does take work on top of any,
to get to the
easy
next
parts
level.
Too, yeah. So, yeah.
And I failed to mention in my introduction for you that you do teach music. You teach music at the Early Childhood and Family Music Program, Music Together North Shore, for ages anywhere from birth to 5 years old.
That's correct, right?
So that must be a lot of fun.
Yeah, that's a wonderful part of my musical life. Sometimes songwriting can be sort of this navel-gazing, introspective, dark process. So it's really nice to get out and sing with children and families where there's just so much joy and enthusiasm, and really watching those little minds just latch onto that exposure to music and run with it. It's amazing what young children can do if given the exposure. There's no limit.
And they have no inhibitions.
Correct.
I've learned not to sing without listening to myself and moving away from everybody else, because I know what I sound like. Kids just sing.
Right, exactly. And that's really what drives that music development, is that just doing it, and then you get better because you're doing it.
Yeah. Now, you also play the keyboards. You play other instruments as well?
I play guitar poorly, but I still play it nonetheless. I also play percussion. I've done some Brazilian percussion, some African, and some Afro-Cuban percussion, and that's another real different but joyful side of my music life. I just love that ensemble playing in that context. So.
Yeah. I was thinking, we often kid here about Bob and I and our musical talents. I was going to bring my slide whistle in tonight, but unfortunately, we ran out of microphones.
Well, it's funny you say that, because as I was practicing today over at What's Upstairs, my 7-year-old daughter was with me, and she was playing the slide whistle along with everything.
She must have heard me the other night.
I think she did. Yeah, she said something about Buck, and he inspired.
Now, Anne, what would you be playing?
Oh, well, I don't know. Maybe
you're not committing
the triangle.
The triangle. Okay. Well, luckily, we're not going to be playing anything tonight. You brought your father and mother, your father Cal and mother Marilyn, to play it. Now, will they be playing with you tomorrow night as well?
Yeah, they are going to do some stuff with me tomorrow night.
Great.
Yep.
And your father Cal has plays the dobro.
Correct. He also plays pedal steel, but didn't bring that with him this time.
Okay. And he's been playing at times with what's this show on? NPR. There is another station somewhere.
Prairie Home Companion.
How could I forget that
How
one?
Could you?
Huh? I'm not sure. But as part of the studio musicians, and that takes a lot of talent to get on that program. Now, it appears that our microphone doesn't get anywhere near where Cal could talk, but maybe it could slide over there a little bit.
I don't always.
There we go.
Don't always get to say a lot when I have my wife and daughter with me.
Here's your opportunity, Cal. Hey, thanks so much for coming up to the North Shore and bringing your music talents with you. And how long have you been playing? Was this something that you just started up when you were young and moved right into music?
Well, yeah, it was. I started when I was a kid, and actually, next month I will have been playing dobro for 50 years.
Wow.
So that will be my big anniversary on the dobro.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you must have got... Now, you don't look like you could have been very old when you started then, so was the dobro in your family, or where did you...
No, I heard it on... I was a bluegrass music fan, and I was listening to Lester Flatt, Earl Scruggs, and the Foggy Mountain Boys, and they had a dobro... the guy who was really kind of brought it out of the back room and into the living room as a player, and named Josh Graves, actually Buck Graves. So he was
a nice name.
Nice name. Yeah. I thought you'd appreciate that. And that's where I heard it. And an old friend of mine, Bill Hinckley, who also played on Prairie Home Companion. Bill and I were kids together and started playing music together. Right. And we heard this sliding guitar. And finally found out what it was, and got my first dobro. It will be 50 years ago next month.
Yeah. So. Can you explain briefly to the folks out there what's different about a dobro from a standard guitar?
Well, it has, instead of a normal guitar hole, it has a large hole with a metal resonator in it, and the strings cross the resonator via the bridge, and it gives it a different tone. They originally, I think, were started in the 1920s in order to make the volume louder, and it also gave them a different tone.
Yeah.
And you can play it either as a standard guitar. I play it with a metal slide, and that's the style that I do, and that's most common in bluegrass and country music.
Does that is that affected more or less by weather, just like any instrument? But being it has quite a bit of metal on it, does that change?
Well, if it's really cold, yeah, you need to give it a minute to warm up. But most of the dobros are made out of heavier wood than an acoustic guitar, so they're pretty sturdy. And this one has been through the mill. Actually, this one, I think of this as a new one, but I got it in 1968, and it was...
That's pretty new.
Yeah. But I just realized today that this is about 10 years older than the old 1930s dobro that I bought as my first dobro, which I thought of as an old dobro, but this one is even older now than that one was.
That's pretty good, yeah. And then Marilyn is hiding behind this computer faced right in front of me. Welcome to the program, Marilyn.
Thank you.
Now, I read in, and I haven't heard you sing before, but I read that you just have an awesome voice, an amazing voice. Have you been working professionally then as well?
You know, I did years ago before I had children. I lived in Des Moines, Iowa, and I sang with the band there. And then when I moved to Minnesota, I was a surge tech for 45 years, and Cal was a musician, and he was on the road for 6 and 7 weeks at a time, and so I worked full-time and took care of the babies, so the only chance I got to sing then were at parties, or once in a while Cal would have me set in with him in his country bands. Hey, some were short one person, would you come and sing? And then
perfect.
I would.
Yeah. Well, Amanda, we should probably listen to some music. Wouldn't that be great?
All right.
That would be.
You want to introduce then what
sure,
you'd like
yeah,
to do?
I think I'm going to start with a song that actually won't include my parents, but we'll add them on the next couple. So this is a song called Is That All Right? And the challenge is always, will I remember the song? So here we go.
Stand where someone knows my name, and no one knows how far I've crawled from my fallen star. No one knows how hot the sun, how circle the sky, and no one cares where I've been when the cat drags me in. No one but you. Are you all right? Are you all right? Hey babe, are you all right? Down, something you never seem to catch. But you put up a good fight, so come to bed. You know I speak your language here, and no one knows how far you've crawled from your fallen star. No one knows how hot your sun, how cold your sky, and you think no one cares where you've been when the cat drags you in. But I do. Is that all right if I stay with you tonight? You know you speak my language here,
beautiful.
That was really nice. Yeah, what a great voice. And you know, my impression, I don't know about you, Anne, but listening to her sing is that blues and that type of music would fit right in there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think you mentioned that's some of your background.
Yeah, right.
Or your bass.
Country, blues, folk, that was kind of what we were steeping in, uh-huh. You know, throughout my life. And
that's wonderful. Yeah, did you write that?
I did write that, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, that's an original.
Lovely.
Thanks.
Yeah.
So tomorrow night, will you be playing mostly original or what?
Probably,
what do
you know, maybe 50-50 or mm-hmm. so. All my originals right in a row for 2 hours could be a little much. So it's good to break it up. Yeah. With something a little peppier or just another perspective on life, mm-hmm. you know. But
yeah, I believe that Marco Good and Yvonne Mills and Dave Grinstead are also going to be playing with you.
Right, we're going to do some singing together. We've stumbled into this great musical friendship, the four of us, and often mm-hmm. Gina Macy is playing with us too. And mm-hmm. We just, all of us, love kind of old-time four-part harmony stuff, so... You know, we did a gig a week or so ago at the bookstore, and it was a percussion performance. But then afterwards, we all, hung out around the campfire at Drury Lane for another 2 hours, just singing every a cappella harmony thing we could think to put together. So they're a great crew to be with. That'll be fun to have them.
Yeah, nice to have another venue, too.
Yes, it is.
Right.
Up, what's upstairs? You know, when I first heard that, I was a little confused. How about you? And
what's upstairs?
Yeah.
I know I wanted somebody to answer the question,
yeah.
but I realize that's the answer.
That is the answer, and it's at the what most people would recognize as the Old Lutheran Church, if you've been here long enough.
Yes, Buck is
but
a
you may
a native.
Not. And if you haven't been here quite as long, then you remember it as the Old Playhouse.
That's what I remember it as.
But it's more formally known as Betsy Bowen Studio.
Right.
Now. And you'll be above there, and really great of Betsy to open that up for musicians.
Wonderful, like yeah. You. And it's such a nice combination to have the visual arts and music all coming together in one facility.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they have a drumming group, and they have a regular thing going on Friday nights, I believe.
Yeah, and that's just a wonderful place to hear music because it's so intimate.
Right.
I mean, it's a great little space.
I agree.
Yeah, mm-hmm. fun. That'll be great. Now, is this one of the first times that you're kind of headlining here in Cook County?
Yeah. The only other formal gig of my own I've done was as one of the musicians at the local musicians showcase in mm-hmm. February. So, yeah, this is
good.
Moving up.
All right.
Yeah. Now, is this something you plan on moving more into, Amanda? I assume so.
Yeah, just well, you know, I've been doing a lot of music sort of slowly for a long time, but just... You know, the combination of working and parenting doesn't always leave a lot of extra energy or time
right.
To to have a second career going on at the same time. But I, you know, my goal is to carry on and see if I can't make a little more headway. My children are getting a little older too, so that helps a lot.
Yeah, what are your children's ages?
They're 7 and 11.
Okay.
So they can be left home alone for periods of time now.
Relatively short period.
Relatively
of time,
short, but enough to.
Those are great ages though, because you can really talk to them, but they still like adults.
Yes, exactly.
They're not in that surly.
Not too much. Not too much.
And they love their grandparents.
Oh, of course. I should have mentioned that.
I'm sure they do. And now it might be tough to keep their grandparents playing music with you on Saturday night when they'd probably rather be with the kids, huh?
Yes, that is correct. Sadly.
A little sacrifice to come up and play music with you, but it's great that they do that.
Yes.
Yeah, have you got something mapped out now with all of you singing?
Sure, yeah.
All of you playing,
rather? All of us, yeah.
That'd be great. You want to introduce Anne?
Sure. This is a song that I think every musician in Cook County has probably performed, but it's still one of the best out there. I've loved it since I was a child, at Angel from Montgomery, which is a John Prine song. So that's what we're going to do next. 1, 2, 3, 4. I am an old woman named after my mother. My old man is another child that's grown old. If dreams were thunder, lightning was desire, this old house would have burnt down a long time ago. Make me an angel that flies from Montgomery. Make me a poster of that old rodeo. Just give me one thing that I can hold on to. To believe in this living is just a hard way to go. When I was a young girl, a cowboy, he weren't much to look at, just a free rambling man. But that was a long time. No matter how I tried, the years seemed to flow by like a broken down dam. Oh, send me an angel that flies from Montgomery. Make me a poster of that old rodeo. Just give me one thing that I can hold on to. To believe in this living is just a hard way to go. There's flies in the kitchen, I can hear them, they're buzzing. And I ain't done nothing since I woke up today. How the hell can a person go to work in the morning, come home in the evening, and ain't got nothing to say? Send me an angel that flies from Montgomery. Make me a poster of that old rodeo. Just give me one thing that I can hold on to. To
believe in this living is just a hard way to go. To believe in this living is just a hard way to go.
Wow. I didn't realize Bonnie Raitt was in the studio. There she was.
Absolutely beautiful.
Thank you.
Wow.
Yeah, nice job.
Thanks. Mm-hmm. That's such a beautiful piece of writing.
Isn't it?
You know, it just... Anyone could sing it and it would break your heart, I think.
I don't think so.
Oh, I know.
I could break something. Yeah, no, that was really nice. So that's the kind of... You'll slip in some of your favorite music then, along with what you've been writing.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep, some old stuff like that, and along those lines.
That's
we'll
great.
Do that one tomorrow night, in fact. Yeah. So
good. So I'm sorry. Go ahead, Buck.
No, go ahead.
So I know Marco and David and Yvonne will be there.
Mm-hmm.
So will the six of you be playing together as well, or are you going to kind of?
We
move
had not,
in and out, or
we were, I think, doing some moving in and out.
Okay.
But if we can get enough time together tomorrow, we may do that as well.
Great.
My parents just got here about 2 hours ago, so putting it together on the fly, a
right?
Mm-hmm. When you write, as in the first song that we heard, it was just great. Do you write with your keyboard? Is that how you come up with the music?
That is typically how I write, with an instrument in hand, guitar or piano. Sometimes I push myself to not do that, just to see if something different emerges. You know, there's a lot of physical patterns in instruments that we all fall into. You know, you could tell Leo Kottke from 100 miles away because he plays like Leo Kottke. You know, so similarly, I have patterns in what I do. So sometimes I get sick of those patterns and try to get away from them by changing up how I write. But generally, I write with an instrument in hand.
It's always, being a non-musician, it always amazes me that, okay, you sit down and you write something, you play it, and, oh, how do you remember it now?
You play it 700 times over the course of 8 hours.
But I always think that, too, not only, I mean, when I hear beautiful music like that, I think it's so beautiful the way you sang and played it, but to have come up with that song, you know, originally is like, wow, how do people do that? I mean... Terrific.
And some of it is the great mystery, you know? I don't know that we necessarily know exactly how, other than...
Exactly.
Yeah, the music running through my head is pretty staticky, so it's best just left there. We'll let yours come out, I think.
You're pretty hard on yourself, Buck. It's hard to have a musical career if you're going to...
I'm a good listener.
Ah, well, okay.
Everybody has to have a role here.
Yes.
Yeah, we listen.
We do.
And we appreciate it, so... You know, we should probably have you got another tune that you guys can play?
Yeah, we've got a couple more, whatever you think we have time for.
Time for at least one.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe two.
Okay,
yeah.
You want to do Burden Down?
Sure.
Okay. This is one my mom and I are going to do a cappella together. It's a spiritual, an old Southern spiritual that I learned in Denmark when I lived there in high school and brought it back.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
I had to go all the way to Denmark to bring back this spiritual. Burden down, Lord, burden down, Lord. Oh, since I laid my burden down, burden down, Lord, burden down, Lord. Since I laid my burden down, wonder will my mother know me, since I laid my burden down. Wonder will my mother know me, since I laid my burden down. Wonder will my brother know me, since I laid my burden down. Wonder will
my brother know me since I laid my burden down? Wonder will my sister know me since I laid my burden down? Wonder will my sister know me since I laid my burden down? Burden down, Lord, burden down, Lord, oh, since I laid my burden down, burden down, Lord, burden down, Lord, since I laid my burden down.
Wow, that's just great. Cal, it sounds to me like they don't need you anymore. I hate to bring it up to you, but
you know, they need a bus driver.
Well, I guess you still got a role then, huh?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, a cappella. That was Amanda and Marilyn Hand.
Well, a Southern U.S. spiritual that I learned in Denmark.
Oh, you had to go there to learn a Southern.
Yeah.
Okay, that was a roundabout way to do things, but it worked.
Yes, it did in the end, yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, Amanda and Marilyn and Cal, along with David Grinstead, Marco Good, and Yvonne Mills, are going to be playing tomorrow night at 7 o'clock at What's Upstairs, which is above Betsy Bowen's studio. That's Saturday night at 7, so opportunity to hear more. We're going to hear another song now. I believe we have time if I don't yap too long. We can hear another tune, so if you guys have something in mind.
Great, yeah.
When, I can remember how it started.
You want something original or something with dobro?
Well, somebody as long as we have the dobro.
Let's do it
here.
Good. That sounds a lot easier.
Give me a little orphan girl here.
What do we do to G?
Okay.
But I'll share my troubles if you'll go my way. I have no mother, no father, no sister, no brother. I am an orphan girl. I have had friendships, pure and golden, but ties of kinship, I have not known them. I know no mother, no father, no sister, no brother. I'm an orphan girl, but when he calls me, I will be able to meet my family at God's table. I'll meet my mother, my father, my sister, my brother. No more an orphan girl. So blessed Savior, make me willing walk beside me until I'm with them. Be my mother, my father, my sister, my brother. I am an orphan girl.
Amanda Hand, along with Cal Hand on the dobro. What a great song.
Beautiful.
Yeah, that was something.
Beautiful one.
Now, that's when...
That's a Gillian Welch song.
Okay.
Wish I had written it.
Well, yeah. Gillian Welch.
Yeah, but she just does that fabulous. You know, she was the daughter of the executive producers of the Carol Burnett Show, but she writes
as if
she lived in the Dust Bowl, you know, through the Great Depression, but she's got that old soul.
That has given me a completely new view of Gillian Welch.
Yes. Maybe one you didn't want. I apologize.
No, it's okay.
Yeah, well, that one grabs you.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about that, yeah. You had your dad there to play that music, too.
Yep, that's
so right. So that worked out. Marilyn, you didn't get to do much on that one, but you'll probably get another opportunity, huh?
I got to do a lot on that one before this one.
So. There you go, yeah, without Cal. Well, as I mentioned earlier, and we want to repeat it because we don't want folks that might have just tuned in to miss this information, Amanda Hand, along with her father and mother, Cal and Marilyn, as well as Yvonne Mills, Marco Good, and David Grinstead, will be playing tomorrow night, 7 o'clock.
Yep.
And that's Saturday night up at above Betsy Bowen's studio at What's Upstairs. So if you've liked what you've heard tonight, I don't know how you couldn't.
Yep.
That's a good time to hear more.
And in case you're visiting us and don't know where that is, it's 301 First Avenue West in Grand Marais.
Yeah, just head straight up the hill from the middle of downtown. You'll run right into this old steeple, and that's where they'll be playing, yeah. So anyway, we want to thank you so much, all three of you, for coming into the studio.
So
it's been a real delight.
Thanks for having us.
And I hope that you'll come and join us again.
I'd love to.
When you're in town, so keep us in mind.
Great.
Yeah.
Will do.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.